In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is, never shall be.
Back in September, my daughter Samara needed a bookshelf for her dorm room, so we purchased an inexpensive item that would do the job adequately, which was holding the books. It came in a box, it was assembled with instructions, and what I began to discover was that simple bookshelf wasn't simple at all to put together. It was really a complicated endeavor to put together this simple bookshelf. The instructions were likewise needlessly complicated. The diagrams didn't seem to fit anything that I was looking at. I couldn't make sense of it. What in my mind should have taken a short period of time to put together, in fact, took a long time to assemble. I don't know about you, but I find myself becoming more and more frustrated when things are needlessly complicated. And that's how I felt about this bookcase. It was needlessly complicated. Certainly, simplicity can be a beautiful thing. It's true when it comes to a project like a bookshelf or something else, but it's likewise true when it comes to our lives. Keeping things simple is certainly not a bad thing, but it is indeed a beautiful thing. At times, life gets complicated. We all know that. We all experience that. Sometimes life becomes more complicated than it really needs to be. And oftentimes, we are the very ones who make it that way. And I don't think our Christian life is immune to this experience. Sometimes we even make the experience of our Christian life to be overly complicated, needlessly complicated. The spiritual life that we are called to live really isn't that complicated. In fact, the Christian life is rather simple. It's not simplistic, but it is rather simple. We need to learn not to needlessly complicate things, but we need to learn to keep things simple. With that in mind, we hear today's gospel text of the publican and the Pharisee. The publican, who was a real sinner in every sense of the word, but he humbled himself. He uttered a simple prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Pharisee, he, by contrast, lived a good and moral life, an upstanding life. He was an upstanding citizen, and he was proud of that fact. And his so-called prayer is really not a prayer at all. It's just a platform for him to boast before God. Simple message of humility is what stands out to us. The thing that we are to take to heart is this virtue of humility that so often escapes us, but we must constantly search after. In the end, all the good things that the Pharisee did were overshadowed by his pride. But likewise, in the end, something else happens with the publican. All the bad things that the publican did were swallowed up in God's mercy. The publican is the one that went home justified, not the Pharisee. Because as we hear at the end of the parable, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. As we come to this week, the week of the publican and the Pharisee, it should become increasingly clear that Great Lent is upon us. It's just around the corner. We have started that real official countdown to the beginning of Great Lent. And Great Lent is very much a back to basics experience of the Christian life. We go back to the basics of our faith. We simplify our lives. We return to the basic things that we so often forget to practice. And this week, we return to the basics with the most basic of the Christian virtues, humility. And you know, it really is simple. Humility is our one virtuous goal that we make with our life. And it's not going to steer us wrong if we try to be humble as we approach life, as we pursue humility throughout our lives. It really is simple. And the pursuit of humility is a lifelong endeavor. It's not something that we get to a certain plateau in our life and we don't need humility anymore because we're humble enough. We don't take a test and receive a passing score in humility and thereby we can forget all about it now because now I'm humble. We don't become a card-carrying member of the humble club. We can't attend a seminar and walk away humility certified. It doesn't work that way. No matter how much we progress in humility, there are always more steps to be made. There is always more to be done. There is always further that we can go. Humility is a lifelong pursuit. And it must remain such because pride is a lifelong temptation. And humility is the only way that we can counteract the temptations of pride. Thus, we need to keep it simple. We need to pursue humility. All of us need to pursue humility. All of mankind is affected by this reality of pride, but humility is likewise that common thread that unites us if we cooperate with God's plan and we truly humble ourselves. It's not as though some people can be humble and other people it's not for them. We all need humility. Humility is for everyone. And humility is for every situation that we face in life. When we are successful, we need humility. When we're a failure, we need humility. When we're up, we need humility. When we're down, we need humility. Humility is one of those things that we approach any situation in our life with. Certainly, when we have a failure, like the publican's failure that we see so clearly, he is a moral failure. He's certainly success in some standards that you might want to measure him by, but certainly from the standpoint of the parable, what we are seeing here this morning, he is a moral failure. He is not a spiritual person. He has failed many people. He has failed God. He's a failure. And when we fail, even like that, we need humility. Like him, we too must humble ourselves and cry out for God's mercy. Because we must remember that the mercy of God is so much more than him pardoning our sins. The mercy of God is an all-encompassing reality. The mercy of God is all that God is. It includes his love, his grace, his power, his sustenance, his comfort, his wisdom. The mercy of God is our access to all that God is. And thus, we cry out for mercy when we fail. When we fail, we need to keep it simple. We humble ourselves and we cry out for mercy. A simple prayer, asking for God's mercy, when that prayer is offered in sincerity and humility, that simple, humble prayer goes much further than a complicated prayer or than the abundance of words. We hear this morning that prayer in the parable, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And that prayer that we hear is the basis of the Jesus prayer that we recognize is a humble and simple constant in Orthodox spirituality, a practice that we take to ourselves. It's a simple thing. It's a humble thing, but it's the sustenance of our Orthodox spirituality. It's also true that when we accomplish some good deed in our life, even as the Pharisee accomplished some good deeds, we likewise need humility. The Pharisee's failure wasn't the fact that he had accomplished good deeds. His failure was that humility did not accompany those good deeds. Those good deeds were not done on a foundation of humility. And look at his prayer by contrast. God, I thank you that I... It's a self-centered prayer. It's an egocentric prayer. It's not about God at all. He's addressing God as a platform by which he can boast of his own achievements and his own spirituality, if you will. His prayer is, God, I thank you that I... When prayer and thanksgiving should be, God, I thank you that you... See, it should be Godward directed. It's not directed at us. It can't be egocentric. That's not prayer at all. That's not thanksgiving at all. Humility is to characterize all of our lives, our successes as well as our failures. And so when we do something right, we give God the glory. We don't give the glory to ourselves. We give God the glory. That's what we do. When we succeed in virtue, the credit is humbly given to God. When we perform the duties of our spiritual life, in those moments we acknowledge that it is God that is working in us. Any good we can accomplish in this life, we acknowledge that it's by God's help. It's by God's grace that is working within us. And thus we approach our successes with humility. See, the simple truth is we cannot go wrong with humility. Humility is not one of those principles that will ever steer us wrong. Humility is for everyone. Humility is for every part of our life. There's no need for our spiritual life to become overly complicated. We can indeed simplify our lives by the simple pursuit of humility. So today, let us turn back to the basics. Let us keep it simple in our spiritual life. Let us pursue humility, because it is the most basic of Christian virtues. Whatever good we can accomplish in this life, it must rest on the foundation of humility. So let us choose the way of humility. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.